Our third story, Iran talks with world powers. Representatives from Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany have held another day of nuclear talks in Austria's Vienna. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is leading the Iranian delegation, while the EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is heading the other negotiating team. Zarif's deputy Abbas Araghchi, who is also Iran's top negotiator, has described the atmosphere of talks as positive and away from tensions. Araghchi says the talks would be successful if all parties stay realistic and avoid illusions.
We advise them that a solution can be possible only if all sides are trying to be realistic, avoid illusions, avoid positions which cannot be achieved, avoid maximalistic positions, and try to be realistic, try to understand the concerns of the other side, and most importantly, try to stick to the goal of the negotiations. And the goal of the negotiations, as set by the Geneva Agreement...
Araghchi added that the goal of the negotiations, as set by the Geneva Agreement, is to ensure that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively peaceful. The intensive talks in Vienna are aimed at finalizing a nuclear agreement reached between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries last November. The discussions will continue until Friday. Dr. Kaveh Afriyasabi is an author and political scientist who joins us from Boston. Tell us what he thinks about the talks. Dr. Afriyasabi, welcome. We spoke to our correspondent who said that there may be not only differences that are going to be still put down on a draft. These differences could amount not only on one or two issues, it could be tens or hundreds, but the draft is still going to be formed during this round of talks. Don't you see that as a signal, as that there's really not that close, that the parties are not that close in coming out with a final agreement?
Well, although I'm not privy to the details of these confidential ongoing discussions, my hunch is that, on the contrary, there are signs of tangible progress, and the fact that, contrary to the previous round in mid-May, when the parties in Geneva could not start drafting the text of this final agreement, now there's talk of, in fact, being on the verge of doing so, is a positive sign. And there might be two texts by Iran and the other side, and then, you know, they would have an opportunity to compare the notes and then go over the differences and iron them out, and hopefully set the stage for signing the and adopting the final agreement in the near future. But the fact that there are still important differences does not preclude the drafting of the text. And this is a very important step forward, that both sides have reached some sort of a tentative agreement on the overall structure of the agreement. And then, you know, we have these secondary differences, in my opinion, that can be ironed out. So we are at a very crucial stage, and you know, there have been high-level expert talks between the May talks and now that have also cleared the path, and therefore there's room for guarded optimism.
Very well, thank you very much for that. Dr. Kaveh Afriyasabi, author and political scientist from Boston.